America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is time once again for another parent tip with Susie Cerone. Now, for the last several months, we're always talking about tips to how to deal with kids. But what about parents? Every once in a while, you just need a break. And it doesn't matter if you have a newborn or if you have someone who's about 6 minutes away from leaving for college. Sometimes kids can drive you up the proverbial wall. So we're going to kind of turn the tables this week. And Susie, we're going to take a look at how parents can escape and how parents can get such a needed break.
Hey, Ed, glad to be with you. Now, I would love to say that when I need an escape, I throw myself into a bag of Fritos, but you know what I've discovered? Mm-hmm. My guilty pleasure, my stress buster, bad cable TV shows. Reality shows in particular. Yes, I know there are a ton of them, but I do have my favorites, Ed, and you know what? Nothing better than laying on the couch with a remote in your hand, watching some good old-fashioned TV.
See, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're a dad, you have ball games and stuff that you can watch to escape or any kind of shows. But it's so important to be able to take that time for yourself. Yes, you're a parent 24/7, but you still have to be you. You still need that time because I think it will enhance the time you have with your kids even more because they can drive you up the wall. I gotta ask, because you've opened the door about these crazy cable shows. All right, give me your top three escapist shows.
I love me some Hoarders. I also like My 600-Pound Life. Wow. And then, you know what? I would have to say it's a tie. Ooh, it's a three-way tie, Ed Kalenge.
Yeah.
I would say between The Duggars, The Little Couple, and House Hunters.
Wow. See, now, I've seen all those shows come across the TV in my house. I've watched My 600-Pound Life. It's always the arc is always the same. Things are always going poorly in the middle of the show, and then usually they straighten themselves out, usually. But my wife watches some of these shows, and I'll even watch them as well. But it just goes to the deeper thing. You need those guilty pleasures. Time away from your kids is not a bad thing because they have their own ways of getting away and stuff like that. But you have to step back once in a while because you kind of have to reboot as a parent, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I know guys have sports. And for me, this is kind of mindless escapist fun. And, you know, I think maybe subconsciously I've thought about it a bit, maybe in a weird, horrible subconscious way. Maybe looking at some of these people makes us feel better about our own life.
You know, that's true because they all try to paint the picture that they're going through like really bad things, especially Hoarders. Because I would imagine if you walk into your daughter's room every once in a while, you feel as if you're walking onto the set of the next episode of Hoarders. So it's a way of making you feel there's somebody else out there that has to deal with these things. You don't have the professional help that they do. But you see somebody else deals with these things that rooms are messy all over the place.
And you know what cracks me up is my daughter is repulsed by Hoarders. Like, I'm fascinated by Hoarders. I could watch it for hours on end. There was one the other night, this guy who was, you know, he was kind of older and he had two little kids. He had a two-year-old and a one-year-old living in a trailer with stuff everywhere, inside, outside, just a mess. And my daughter walked in and she was like, oh, how can you watch that? How can you watch that?
One thing I always wondered about that show, if you watch the credits and they tend to zip the credits by as quickly as they can at the end, why do they need a set decorator on the program Hoarders? Doesn't the program come with its own set? I mean, is it not messy enough? Do we have someone that decides, no, we need another broken picture frame there. We need some more grease on the wall over there. So that's the one thing I really don't understand about that show. But it is true. It's a teaching moment for kids. Look, you don't want your room or your house when you're 45 to look like this.
Or you don't want your child to be 600 pounds. No offense. I'll say to my daughter, look at that. Look how they eat. Look at that. Try to, you know, do a teachable moment. But what really makes me crazy, Ed, when I watch House Hunters and they're looking for a vacation home up to $1 million, I want to slap them.
That is the most irritating thing because there's no relatability. It just makes you upset and long for things that you will never, ever have.
You know, there was one couple in particular. I think they lived in New Jersey and they wanted a vacation house in Key West. I mean, their budget was between $1 and $1.5 million. I mean, really, people? You can't just go down like once or twice a year, spend maybe $2,000 at a nice hotel. Do you have to buy $1.5 million house? Make me crazy?
We're never going to live like that. So it can make you a little crazy. But it's nice to know that no matter what happens with these shows, you still have your escape. And for you, that's your oasis. Your 600-pound life is your oasis away from your kids just for a little time because you need that time away.
You know, I love my CNN, my CNBC. I love watching the news. I love political stuff. But, you know, you got to turn it down every once in a while. You need a mindless break.
Mindless breaks like this show, and that's why we're here, folks. Susie, next time we'll go back to the old-fashioned way of talking about how we help kids, but today at least we talked a little about helping parents. Well, it's always good to see Susie in studio, and you stay with us. We'll have something other than hoarders coming up, but we'll have a lot more. Stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Faith Green. Harrison with you. Winona Howder, executive director of Food and Water Watch and author of the new book Zapped, Irradiation and the Death of Food, says a lesser-known market will see dollar signs as American tomato farmers lose their livelihoods due to the recent salmonella outbreak. She says whenever there's foodborne illness, we always hear about food irradiation as the answer. But exposing dirty meat or vegetables to radioactive nuclear waste doesn't make food clean or wholesome. Food and Water Watch says rather than deceive the public that zapping food will make them safer, food industry and government should address the real problems in food production. Too fast processing lines, too long distances for food to travel, and filthy conditions at food processing plants. Just some scientific food for thought. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So when are men allowed to embrace other men? Actually, it's only on three occasions. Here's the social science of it. There are three times when men may embrace another member of their gender without people thinking the worst. Those three times are one, the death of a loved one, two, when they win an athletic event, and three, selected holidays. The rest of the time, men are missing out. You see, there's a healing capacity to the humble touch. And some believe that people who frequently express this touch emotion live longer, happier, healthier lives, and they build stronger families.
It's beautiful. I think we got a hug.
What's the cheap psychological trick? With a simple embrace, there's a bonding that words just can't duplicate. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.